We feel the racism daily there of Israel, and with them, with the people of Palestine, we feel the jackboot of U.S. imperialism and Canadian imperialism and their support for crimes against humanity around the world. Yay! The only crime is occupation. National liberation is not a crime. Yeah! Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
There are only two crimes that are happening. That is the crime of occupation and the crime of supporting occupation.
Yeah.
And the Canadian government is supporting occupation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our government is complicit. Our government is complicit by being silent and supporting this racist apartheid state which is committing terrorism. We want our government to stop, to call Israel to stop these massacres. We want our government to demand that Israel lift the siege. We want our government to allow humanitarian international organizations into Gaza, the journalists.
Yeah.
This is a state that's committing crimes not only against the Palestinian people, they are committing crimes against any refugee. All refugees in the world are victims of this state. Every poor and impoverished person in the world, working person, is a victim of Israeli racism.
In Canada and around the world are horrified by the brutality against Gaza and reject the Israeli government's aggression.
Aliyah!
Who say the wars against the Palestinians must stop now! We Jews were the victims of vicious oppression and persecution for centuries. One of the lessons we have learned from our struggle is that no one can be free until everyone is free. But this lesson has been forgotten by the leaders of Israel.
Shame!
Muslims, Christians, and Jews are against the attack of Gaza.
Jesus, who was a Palestinian who also lived under an occupation, was killed by the occupier because he was considered politically threatening. The current Israeli occupiers will not tolerate Palestinian self-determination. Last February, Israel's Deputy Defense Minister, Matan Vilnai, said that Israel might create a Holocaust in Gaza. And yes, here it is.
We have listened to that call, and we've issued a call to our university sector to boycott any Israeli academics coming into this country. I also want to say that I was in Germany only a couple of weeks ago, and I saw a monument in the main square in Berlin, and on the ground was a glass monument to where the Nazis had burned the books. They took them out of the libraries, they took them out of the universities, and they burned them. And today, what we're seeing in Israel and in Gaza is reminiscent of that. When they bomb a university, they bomb our learning institutions.
In the last eight years, Hamas's rockets have killed 13 Israelis. Only in the last 8 days, Israel has murdered 450 Palestinians. In the first 15 minutes, they dropped 100 bombs and killed 300 people. Brothers and sisters, if Israel has the right to defend itself, don't the Palestinian people have a right to defend themselves?
Yeah!
Since Israel started bombing Gaza on December 27, they have killed more than 450 people and injured more than 2,500 others. Even today, they bombed a mosque innocent people while they were praying. They have bombed hospitals, they have bombed schools, they have bombed university, they have bombed mosques, and they are criminals, they are killing innocent people.
Brothers and sisters, here we are. Look at us, thousands and thousands and thousands everywhere. Not like the supporter of the terrorist state of Israel. They are shameful few. There is only two governments. Only two governments that have supported what Israel is doing in Gaza. United States and our government here in Canada. It's time that our government understood that Canadians, all Canadians, Muslim, Christian, and Jews who believe in justice, which make up the majority of this country, stand with the people and say to Israel, end your massacre, end your occupation, let the siege.
Our government, when they supported the Israeli aggression on Lebanon, they thought they will get more votes and a majority government. But today, they are out of the government. We tell them to put sanctions on the state of Israel. Long live Palestine! Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
She said that she will erase infrastructure of Gaza like they did in 1948. They erased 500 Palestinian villages. The Zionist foreign minister, he said before the attack that they will erase the infrastructure of Gaza. The whole world celebrated the New Year Eve with fireworks. Gaza received firebombs from the Zionists from Israel.
Yes, we say it here. We say it here loud and clear, from Toronto, from Dundas, by all means necessarily. We are not afraid to speak up for Palestine.
Inshallah!
And trust me, Allah does not need us. We need each other, and we need to heed the message of Allah,
yes,
to stand up for strong and to speak up against injustice.
Listen to me for a second! I know we are all angry! No one here is as angry as I am! I have lost my entire family to Israeli apartheid! So yes, I know we are angry! I know we want to scream! I know we want to cry! But we are not here to just scream and cry! We are here because we want to take action. We are here because we want the Canadian government to hear us. And if we want them to hear us, we need to be united and organized and speak with one voice. So free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
I know that most of you know that we have had more than 400 dead. We have had more than 2,000 injured. And what has the Canadian government said?
Nothing!
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 Not a word! So shame on this government that is being silent. Let Harper hear us today. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Brothers and sisters, this is one rally, no Arabic slogan, no religious slogan. We are here in unity for Palestine. That's what Palestinian people want us to do. So please, no slogan in Arabic, no
religious slogan. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. لا إله إلا الله
إلا الله
محمد
رسول الله
لا إله إلا الله
شمس إسرائيل.